morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
Welcome to Living in Tune. This week, we're going to be talking about the truth within your goals and what it means to fly into orbit in terms of each goal you have. Today, you'll learn why your goals or intentions are significant in a way that very few people are aware of. You'll discover how Chinese five-element acupuncture can help you balance your life on the journey toward achieving your goals, and you'll understand how three attitudes have saved lives and how these same three attitudes can give you strength and stamina and help you achieve your goals. Now, in resonance repatterning, self-healing and positive change start to happen when you resonate with the frequencies of what is true or coherent within yourself. Your body, emotions, and mind are like a huge orchestra. It only takes one instrument playing out of tune or another instrument playing too fast or too slow to ruin the whole piece of music. My mother studied music in Vienna, and she used to go, standing room only, and see the great Toscanini conducting. She said that once he was walking down a passage to a rehearsal and was listening to the orchestra practicing. When he arrived, he picked up his baton and said to the oboist, "You're out of tune." Out of the whole orchestra and from a distance, he could hear the one instrument that wasn't quite in tune. The oboist, a musician with a trained ear, couldn't hear it, but Toscanini could. The resonance repatterning system is like Toscanini. This system helps you identify the frequencies in your own orchestra that aren't quite in tune or are out of rhythm, so you can radiate the music of who you are to uplift you and all who hear the music of who you are. So today, after talking about the true power of your goals, I'll answer your questions and demonstrate a special repatterning for the truth within your goals. So please phone in during the first break if you would like this session or if you have any questions. 866-472-5795. 866-472-5795. So now let's get going with the truth within your goals. It's a natural quality of our mind to become fixed on an aim or a purpose, which is what an intention or a goal is, an aim we're fixed on, and that we work towards getting. Now, most of our goals are linear. A, I want something. B, I do something. And C, I get something. In other words, we create an intention, we go into some kind of action to achieve it, and we feel complete when we get what we want, or we feel disappointed when we don't get what we want. This is a left-brained view of intention or goals. It's straight-line thinking. Straight-line thinking is a line that leads from intention to getting what we want in the quickest way possible. Now, in nature, there are no straight lines, only curves, meandering streams and spiral seashells and clouds like a flock of birds in the wind. Curving thinking opens us to the possibility for a right-brain view of intentions and goals. If we live in a straight-line world, the whole of our life can become about wanting outcomes. Intend, act, get, over and over again. And at the end of our life, what have we achieved? Thousands of goals with outcomes that we either like or don't like, successfully achieve or unsuccessfully fail to achieve. Fulfillment doesn't come from straight-line thinking. So let's look at our goals or intentions from a right-brain point of view. The real power of setting any goal is simply that it gets you moving. There's a principle that one system in motion affects another system in motion. Because of this principle, you will always get a response to your movement toward your goal in the form of unplanned, unexpected, and unpredictable events and outcomes. Remember the Celestine prophecy? That's exactly what he talked about in that book. Now, most people view these unplanned and unexpected events as an obstacle in the way of our achieving the goal. For instance, I'm trying to print something and the printer breaks down. I automatically view this as an obstacle to the outcome I want. But who says? Maybe it's not an obstacle. If we live life aligned to nature, enjoying the curves and meanders life takes us on, we appreciate every serendipity event, whether positive or seemingly negative, because the unexpected events challenge us to be creative, to persevere, to gain strength from handling difficulties, to open ourselves to receiving help, or even to open ourselves to a different and larger vision, or to spend time talking to someone who needs connection. For instance, broken printer. I stay calm, go to Kinko's, and while waiting in line, I have an interesting conversation about how to stay healthy with the person standing behind me, someone I would never have met if my printer hadn't broken down. As someone said, there are no inconsequential relationships. When you have an intention and you go into action to achieve this goal, there is a tendency to go into flight, to go into orbit. Straight line people stay solidly on the ground, walking from A to B to C, whereas orbiting is about quantum leaps in consciousness. As Jim Oshman writes in the foreword to my book, Quantum Change Made Easy, he says quantum leaps are a built-in property of the entire universe, end quote. Open to the unexpected and unplanned, you become receptive to quantum leaps in your life. You may never even achieve the goal you first set out to get. You may not even remember what your goal was. You don't even care because you've attained the truth within your goal, a quantum leap in your own consciousness. All goals, intentions, desires for a particular outcome simply get us moving. And momentum has the potential to take us into flight toward knowing the truth of who we truly are, spiritual beings having a human experience. We saw this in last week's radio show, The Winning Strategy, in the story of Sir Ernest Shackleton's failed goal to reach the South Pole. His goal to reach the South Pole got him moving. In the face of the unexpected, his ship frozen in the pack ice and floating away from the South Pole put him into orbit and a quantum leap that led him to discover the superhuman strength of his own spirit to save the lives of his men by journeying in a small open boat across the most dangerous seas on the planet. The achievement of reaching the South Pole can't compare to the qualities of spirit that he discovered and lived on that momentous journey of survival. So this is why having goals and creating intentions are important, and creating intentions every day. They have the potential to get us moving toward a higher state of consciousness and manifesting the qualities of our spirit in action. As you change what you resonate with, you'll stop and listen when you meet an unexpected, unplanned event. What quantum leap is being offered to you? For example, many years ago, Muhammad Yunus went to his bank and asked them to loan a group of poor women in Bangladesh a home microloan so they could rebuild their homes or mend a leaking roof. The bank refused on the grounds that these women didn't own homes. They owned shelters. So Yunus returned and asked for a shelter microloan for these women. Again he was refused. The bank didn't provide shelter loans. Then Yunus returned a third time and asked for factory microloans. The women worked in their shelters. If the roof was leaking or had no roof, she and her children would get wet and become sick, and this would interfere in her ability to work in her factory. The bank agreed. From this small beginning, the Grameen Bank that he later founded, and which is owned by the poor themselves, has built 640,000 houses for the poor using microloans. An apparent obstacle leads to a quantum leap in consciousness. Qualities of the spirit are tapped and come into expression, such as perseverance in the face of failure and a bigger vision of what's possible. Rather than a few shelters refurbished, his vision has expanded to helping all the poor build homes for themselves. Now, if you want to go into orbit with your goals and intentions, take these quantum leaps, rather than follow the linear ABC approach, there are three attitudes you'll be challenged to develop. Originally, I learned about these attitudes from a British colonel who was attending one of my seminars. He had worked with prisoner of war soldiers, survivors of concentration camps, and kidnapping cases. He shared that what they found was that people who survived these traumas were not the healthiest or strongest. but they all seem to have three things in common, what I call the three attitudes. The first attitude is a positive attitude. When you have a positive attitude, you resonate with seeing the higher purpose in every experience, no matter how small or challenging the situation may be. On some level, you know that the difficult experience will support your evolution. Resonating with this higher purpose impacts your body chemistry, your immune response, and even your capacity to survive life and death situations. Your deeper understanding of purpose makes it possible for you to accept stresses that go beyond what most human beings can live with. Acceptance of the higher meaning in everything you experience helps you maintain your natural energy pulsation, your inner balance and sense of calm, and also aligns you with the field of infinite possibilities talked about in New Physics. Accessing this field often results in extraordinary events that help you through the tight places in your life. The second attitude is a positive response. And a positive response means that you may not be able to control the circumstances of your life, but you do control how you respond to your circumstances. No matter how difficult the situation, you can choose to respond positively as the survivors seem to do. And one of the most amazing examples of this positive response that I've ever heard was described in Return from Tomorrow by Dr. George Ritchie. As a young medical doctor in the Second World War, he was part of the Allied forces sent to liberate a particular concentration camp. Among the survivors who were close to dying was a man in the prime of health who worked for 17 hours a day. He spoke numerous languages and so was a liaison between the different national groups in the camp. He had little or no weight loss. His eyes were bright and he had indefatigable energy. Dr. Ritchie thought he must have been a recent arrival at the camp. But only later did he learn his story. 6 years earlier, the man told him that the Nazis had opened fire on the people in his village, and his wife and four children were killed before his eyes. The Nazis wouldn't shoot him, in spite of his pleading, because of his language ability. At that moment, he knew he had a choice. He could either hate or he could love. If he hated, he would become like the Nazis who had just killed the five people he loved most. He chose to love everyone, including the Nazis. This response, and acting on this response for 6 years in the worst of conditions in the concentration camp, not only allowed him to survive, but to bring the light of this love to everyone he worked with. He didn't control the circumstances of his life, but he knew he controlled how he responded to those circumstances. His choice to love was his quantum leap in consciousness, his going into orbit. It was an orbit that transcended all the goals and desires he had as an unknown villager. His story, both in the concentration camp and beyond his death, still inspires and moves the heart to what is possible. The unexpected and unplanned always offers us a quantum leap in consciousness. After the break, we will return to the third attitude that supports life. Then why do you think that it's so hard?
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx, proud sponsor of Matcha Dam's premier walking event, March for Babies, formerly known as Walk America. FedEx and Matcha Dam's has a common objective, and that is deliveries on time. More babies begin healthy lives because of Matcha Dam's programs, and we can do even more, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
Whether you're a baby boomer, a post-baby boomer, or a young up-and-coming, we can guide your stride. Host Cindy Spear will enlighten, educate, and entice you, our listener, to realize that you are in control of your life. No longer will the economy, media, employers, neighbors, or relatives,
not even the dog,
come between you and your unlimited potential. Tune in to Baby Boomers of Today. Where do we go from here? Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on the 7th Wave Network.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
So before the break, we were talking about the three great attitudes. And the first attitude is positive attitude. And the second one is a positive response to whatever happens to us. And the third attitude that supports life is maintaining a sense of time. One of the worst tortures a man can be subjected to is to scramble time. Once you remove all sense of day and night and the seasons and the hour of the day or even the times when you eat, prisoners give up hope and often life as well. One man who was imprisoned for 7 years or more in scrambled time managed to maintain his sense of hope by coming up with a system for maintaining his sense of time. When he was released, he was only 14 days off. Maintaining his sense of time saved his sanity and gave him the hope to keep on living. Now, every experience, both challenging and joyful, has a beginning, middle, and end in time. One of the worst things about pain is the belief that it's going to last forever. Knowing that a painful experience or situation will not last forever allows you to relax, breathe, and find the reserves you have within to handle the stress. It gives you hope, and again, it allows you to access the field of infinite possibilities and attract the outside help you need. This help also comes in the form of those unplanned, unexpected events we talked about earlier. So before we go into our session, I just want to give you a just go into the five-element system of Chinese acupuncture. And I think we've got somebody waiting for the session, so hold on, and I'll just describe the Chinese acupuncture, and then we'll start the session. So the final question is, how can we use the five-element system of Chinese acupuncture in a self-help way without needles to help us balance our life so we can achieve our goals, live a quantum leap kind of life, and also live the three attitudes? In five-element Chinese acupuncture, the five elements, usually depicted as five circles placed in a clockwise direction, are wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. These five elements are a map of universal frequencies that teach us how to balance our energies for health, longevity, meeting challenges, having wonderful relationships, and living a fulfilled life. If one or more of these five elements become depleted or excessively over-energized, you'll see the results reflected somewhere in your life, in health troubles, anger and irritation, the inability to attract wonderful relationships, conflict, feeling worthless and unappreciated, money issues, and so on. A loss of balance in the energy of one or more of your five elements is always experienced as one of these stresses. In terms of our goals and intentions and living the three attitudes, let's look at just one of these five elements, the wood element. The frequency of the wood element is associated with choices, positive decision-making, and creating plans to achieve your goals. As in nature, plants want to grow and develop to their fullest. So in us, our wood element wants us to grow and express our creative potential and have a sense of self-esteem in who we are and what we've accomplished. When you don't resonate with your wood frequency, you may resonate with some of the following. And all of these just let you know, I need a session. So you may feel hopeless, angry, or depressed. You may have difficulty in creating goals or making plans for achieving what's important for you. You may not be able to give birth to new ideas or have trouble starting new projects. Making decisions may be difficult for you, or you may find yourself making poor decisions which frustrate you and make you angry. With a weakened wood element, you may be non-assertive, unable to go into action, feel a sense of inertia, or simply feel stuck in old habits and addictions that you can't change. When your wood element is out of balance, it's difficult for you to keep your focus. Time is often an issue for an out-of-balance wood element energy. You may procrastinate, arrive late, feel overwhelmed and pressured by time, or just feel out of rhythm with yourself and others. You may be caught in fantasies about the future, or regret and resentment about the past, or find yourself unable to experience the present moment of aliveness and growth. So if you don't resonate with the frequency of the wood element, you could spend your life trying to achieve your goals without much success, or totally focused on the specific outcome you want, rather than ever take the quantum leap to a higher state of consciousness, which is the possibility that lies hidden in every goal. So wood demands that we grow, that we express our creative potential, and when it's balanced, you'll work toward your desired outcome with joyful, committed, and empowered actions in the present. You're open to receive even more than you envisioned. You'll recognize that all uncertain changes in direction are simply opportunities for more growth, learning, improvement, and undreamed-of possibility. You're filled with hope as you express your creative energy. Every challenge simply offers an opportunity for living the grand adventure, growing toward the light of self-realization, of knowing the power you have within and who you truly are. So this is the truth within your goals repatterning. This is what we're going to be working with, everything we talked about today, and the three attitudes, what you need to resonate with in terms of your goals, and the wood element. How can we balance it? So if you download this transcript, of course, you'll have all these details and more, which will be available for you to use in your daily life. So do we have somebody on board with us who wants the session?
Yes, my name is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you ever had a session before?
I have, not on the phone, but yes, I actually see a therapist who does the resonance repatterning reprogramming, and I bought your book.
Wonderful. And did you read the book yet?
I read the first chapter. I've been listening to your program, and I had an awareness after I listened to your program last week.
Yes. And what was your awareness?
My awareness is that I resonate with anger.
Aha. So this is the perfect session for you, isn't it?
Yes. I was in tears before I called you.
So. Oh, well, that's wonderful, Sarah. Well, I'm really glad that you're right here having this session, and want to remind everybody who's listening that, you know, we all can proxy in to these wonderful sessions that people are receiving, that whatever, we're all frequencies of energy and interconnected with each other. Separation is an illusion. So if this repatterning really kind of fits you, just feel free to just say, yes, I want to proxy into whatever's beneficial to me, and you will also get the benefit of Sarah's session. So good, Sarah. Are you ready to go?
I am, yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. So, Sarah, the first thing we're going to do then is identify your goal or intention. And so what's the goal you really want to achieve?
The goal I really want to achieve. And I need to put it in positive terms?
Don't worry about that. Just put it in any way you want, and I can always turn it into the positive.
I want to be free of this post-traumatic stress.
Sorry, say that again. I want to be free of?
Post-traumatic stress.
Aha. Okay, so that's your goal, of my post-traumatic stress.
And, I mean, I could make it more simple.
well, that's okay. Let's just muscle check it. So, again, for people who don't know about muscle checking, I'm going to be muscle checking, use the on-off, the strong, relaxed response of my own muscles, which accesses the field of infinite possibilities, to find out exactly what Sarah needs. And so the goal, and we're going to muscle check this right now, Sarah, the goal that you need right now is to be free of your post-traumatic stress. Yes. And you need to list anything else. No, you don't. And we need to have any more details on the traumatic stress. Can you give us a few more details? I'm checking yes, a few details on the traumatic stress would be helpful.
Let's see. When I'm snapped at, I end up feeling badly and I get angry. When I tend, I get triggered easily. Noises, loud noises bother me. Tone of voice, if it's a loud tone of voice. I have a lot of food sensitivities.
Yes, okay. Yes, so it's like you're hypersensitive, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're really hearing, remember in some previous radio shows, we talked about the sympathetic nervous system, that fight-flight hypersensitive system.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so I'm free of, so what you mean by post-traumatic stress then is this hypersensitivity?
Right, the fight or flight, yeah.
Yes, so yeah, I'm free of my, it sounds like my daily hypersensitivity.
Right.
To being snapped, when I'm snapped at and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Good, okay. When I'm snapped at, I'm going to write these down, and loud noises, etc. Okay, good, good. So, anything else, any more details here? No, we've got it. All right, general muscle check. Say, I am free.
I am free.
Of my daily hypersensitivity.
Of my daily hypersensitivity.
When I'm snapped at.
When I'm snapped at.
Oh, hear loud loud noises.
Hear loud noises.
And voices.
And voices.
And get angry.
And get angry.
And, of course, you're off of that. You do not resonate with being free of that.
That's what we think.
All right, so we're going to take a little break here, and Sarah, stay online, and we'll come back to you after the break.
Thank you.
Okay.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Everybody is thinking green these days, but green is not just an environmental state of mind, it's a healthier state of being. It's the food we eat, the air we breathe, and the structures we live and work in. It's not the dollars that we're spending, but how we spend those dollars. Are we consciously making informed decisions? Join host Connie McCullough as she explores healthier living by choice. Living Green, Healthier by Choice, airs live on the Seventh Wave Network every Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in for the challenge of a lifetime, a challenge for greener, healthier living. enlightenment and ascension brings love and joy into your life. Now you can experience the wisdom, humor, and healing of the Ascended Masters as they are channeled through clairvoyant healer Janae Sirio. Each week, the Ascended Masters will focus on topics that touch and bring healing to your life, relationships, career, and serve to open your heart to be the best person you can be. Tune in to Tools for Ascension with clairvoyant Janae Sirio every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. The rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
We got you here?
Yes.
Wonderful. All right, so let's continue with your session.
Okay.
All right, so you're on, then you're off for being free of your daily hypersensitivity. In relation to your goal to be free of this hypersensitivity, how would you feel if you achieve that goal?
Better.
Yes? And what is better?
More relaxed.
I feel more relaxed, yes.
More myself, more happy.
Yeah.
More.
And what's yourself? If you were yourself, how would that feel?
I'm not sure. Well, less guarded.
Yes. Okay. So if you were putting that in the positive, it would be that you would feel more open, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More trusting. More open. Yeah.
More open and trusting. Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. Good. So we need to list anything more? No. General muscle check. Say, I feel more relaxed. I feel relaxed.
I feel relaxed.
Happy.
Happy.
Open and trusting.
Open and trusting.
And you're off for those right now. And we need to have understanding, this feeling. Yes, I'm just going to read this understanding that your brain needs to hear. In the same way that negative feelings activate out-of-sync frequencies and stress neurochemicals in your brain, so the positive feelings that are associated with achieving your goal activate coherent in-sync frequencies and relaxing neurochemicals, which boost your immune system, bring pleasure and joy to your life, and motivate you to achieve your goal, especially when the going gets tough.
Okay.
Sometimes all you have to fall back on are the positive feelings you associate with realizing your goal.
Okay.
So as that desire to feel more relaxed, happy, open, and trusting, that's what you're truly wanting beyond this hypersensitivity.
Right.
Good. So what positive inner strength do you need that will help you do whatever it takes to be free of this hypersensitivity? There's some inner strength that you need.
Well, faith or trust.
Faith, yes. All right. And you need to list anything more besides faith. Yes. So what other inner strength do you need to pull on?
Discipline. Self-discipline.
Discipline, okay. You need to list anything more. Oh, I've got trust I need to put down here as well. You said trust.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicholas, anything more? No. And it the priorities for you then, the primaries are faith, yes, trust, and discipline, all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
So say, I have faith.
I have faith.
Trust.
Trust.
And discipline.
And discipline.
And you are off for that. Okay, good. Now we're going to go into your projections or belief. What negative belief do you have about achieving this goal of being free of your hypersensitivity? What negative belief comes up for you?
I have trouble trusting, so if I need trust to trust,
yeah, so,
it's kind of hard.
So your negative belief is you don't trust it's going to happen?
Yeah. And I don't trust that the world is a safe place.
Okay.
I think I need to be guarded.
Yes. So you need to be hypersensitive.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that the world is a safe place, so I need to be hypersensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to all the dangers everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Needless anything more? No. All right. So, general muscle checks say it is true.
It is true.
That the world is a safe place.
That the world is a safe place.
Sorry, that the world is not a safe place.
It is true that the world is not a safe place.
So I need to be hypersensitive.
So I need to be hypersensitive.
And you are on for that. Okay. What is the result of having this negative belief that the world is not a safe place?
I am on edge most of the time.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm not functioning. My life is not as full as it could be. And it's like, keeping the brakes on myself.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like looking through the world through a shaded lens.
Mm.
And not seeing, like it's kind of colored by my past experiences.
That's right. That's right. So you're not really living in the present.
Right,
really
exactly.
Hearing how
right.
You're living from the past
right.
Danger that you did experience back then.
Right.
And that experience is over.
And I'm not even sure what it was. But
yes,
yeah.
But you know that something happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is the result. So you're paying a high price, aren't you?
Yes.
For this negative belief that the world is not a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
And the primary here is that you're on edge most of the time, yes, that your life is not full, yes, and that you see the world through a shaded lens, yes. All of those mm-hmm. general muscle checks say, I am on edge most of the time.
I am on edge most of the time.
My life is not full.
My life is not full.
I see the world through a shaded lens.
I see the world through a shaded lens.
And you're on for that. All right. Now, what positive belief would help you to be free of this hypersensitivity? Positive belief.
I'm capable of letting go of the past.
Yeah.
Or I'm capable of living in the present.
Mm. Of the past and living in the present. Yep. All right. And you need to list anything more? No. So it's a general muscle check. Yes, I'm muscle checking that we're muscle checking the whole of your energy field, physically, emotionally, and mentally. Say, it is true.
It is true.
That I am capable of letting go of my past.
That I'm capable of letting go of my past.
And living in the present.
And living in the present.
And, of course, you are off for that right now. Mm-hmm. What is the result of having this positive belief that you are capable of letting go of, and obviously the painful past, not you don't have to let go of all the joyful things that happened to you, just the painful past. What would be the result of having this positive belief?
Being able to be in the moment
mm-hmm.
and being more trusting.
Yeah.
And I guess being able to manage my life
mm-hmm.
more, you know, with my time more, being more creative, not worrying so much.
Yes. Good.
And having better relationships, not my interpretations of events wouldn't be colored by the past.
That's right. That's right. Good. So you need to list anything more? No. So the primary here is that you're in the moment as a result of having being capable of letting go of the painful past and living in the present. You're in the moment, trusting, manage your life, let go of worry, better relationships, and you're more creative. Yeah. So a wonderful result of that new belief. And general muscle checks say, I'm in the moment.
I'm in the moment.
Trusting.
Trusting.
And manage my life.
And I manage my life.
I let go of worry.
I let go of worry.
I have better relationships.
I have better relationships.
And I'm more creative.
I'm more creative.
And for the moment, you're off on all of those wonderful results. And you need to understand this belief, yes. So, Sarah, a belief is simply a thought you take to be true. Whether you resonate with a negative or positive belief, that thought affects your blood chemistry, your immune system, your nervous system, and it reinforces the neural pathways of your brain that determine how you feel and how you act, or how you don't act. And I think you're really seeing that, aren't you, in your life?
Yes.
And it doesn't matter whether the thought is real or not. If you resonate with it being true, the belief becomes real for you, and that's what you've been living out. You've been living out these beliefs as being true, that the world is not a safe place. Now, obviously, sometimes it's not safe, and then you handle it. But a lot of the time, it is safe, and you can relax.
Mm-hmm.
So the mind doesn't know the difference between reality and your belief about what is true or real.
Okay.
So this means that if you discover and resonate with positive beliefs, which is what you've just done, and the results of your positive beliefs, the same principle applies. Your reality is now based on the positive beliefs and results rather than on the negative beliefs and results.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Good. So now let's go into the three attitudes that you need to have.
Okay.
And the positive attitude you need, and there are quite a few of these, but let's just check which one. The one that is most helpful for you, Sarah, is 1 through 5, 6 through 10, yes, 6, 7. Okay. General muscle check. Say, I accept the divine will in every obstacle.
I accept the divine will in every obstacle.
Unexpected event.
Unexpected event.
And success achieved.
And success achieved.
And you offer that. There's some place where there's a divine purpose in your life. And whatever happens, that divine will is there for you. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, kind of like believing in God or a higher power.
That's right. That every obstacle, unexpected event, it's all part of that higher.
Okay.
That higher aspect in your life.
Okay.
Positive response may not be able to control the circumstances of your life, but you can control how you respond. And again, whatever it was that happened in your childhood, you were in a particular circumstance, and you couldn't control your response. There's the higher brain where you have more options for how you respond. That develops later. So when you're an infant, you just respond with survival. And then there's that part of you that stayed in that place where you're just in that survival, hypersensitive response.
Mm-hmm.
So now it can be different.
Okay.
And the one you need right now is 1 through 5, 6 through 10, 11 through 15. And it's number 11, I muscle check, no, number 12, number 13, number 14, which is, I have the power to handle the situation.
I have the power to handle the situation.
And you're off on that one. Good, and we'll take a little break now. And Sarah, when we're on the break, maybe you can give your phone number to the Motorbox people.
Okay.
Because then if we run out of time, I can phone you back and I'll finish the session over the phone with you.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
Chloe.
So stay online and we'll come back.
Okay.
It's about your journey, long way. It's how you conduct yourself through the chance.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Whether you're a baby boomer, a post-baby boomer, or a young up-and-coming, we can guide your stride. Host Cindy Spear will enlighten, educate, and entice you, our listener, to realize that you are in control of your life. No longer will the economy, media, employers, neighbors, or relatives, not even the dog, come between you and your unlimited potential. Tune in to Baby Boomers of Today. Where do we go from here? Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on the 7th Wave Network.
Fiction seeping into reality. Reality transfigured by fiction. A monument of wonders. Conspire with host and creator Roy Dean Doty as he shares readings, commentary, music, and interviews on the multimedia epic that'll change the way you think forever. A monument of wonders, a place where time is a honeycomb, where language spawns the fantastic, where consciousness is exploded, one inspired mind at a time. Escape the stricture of the soundbite film clip world. Enter a monument of wonders. Wonder is miracle. Wonder is life. Wonder is power. Fridays, 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time on the 7th Wave. Are you in?
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. 7th Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings, and the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Good. All right. So, Sarah, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. So now we're going to go into a positive sense of time. And remember what I was talking about in the introduction when I said when time is scrambled, we don't do well.
Mm-hmm. That's what I feel. Time is scrambled.
And it feels like that for you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That there's some place where I'm not in the present. I'm living in the past.
Right.
And we don't do well in when time is scrambled for us like that.
Mm-hmm.
So on the break, I muscle check which number you need for this. And the one that I came up with, and you can say this, general muscle check, I'm muscle checking, yes. Say there's a beginning, middle, and end.
There's a beginning, middle, and end.
To every problem.
To every problem.
So I stay calm.
So I stay calm.
Breathe deeply.
Breathe deeply.
And handle the stress with inner strength.
And handle the stress with inner strength.
And you are off for that right now. Yes, so this is going to help you to see, yes, there's a beginning, the past is over. There was a beginning, middle, and end to that.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So now we're going to now balance your wood element for a quantum leap to a higher state of consciousness, and this is the truth that's hidden within your goal to be free of your daily hypersensitivity.
Okay.
And we need, I'm going to muscle check which one you need. Sarah needs a non-coherent wood element. A non-coherent wood element quality is involved. Excuse me, yes it is. So let's just clear that one first of all. You need 1 through 5, yes. Number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5. All right. So, say, general muscle check it is, yes,
achieving my goal
of being free of my hypersensitivity is what is important. Not how I achieve it. Or what happens on the way to achieving it. And you are on for that. So this is interesting because your hypersensitivity is like a journey for you. It's going to, as you learn to deal with this and you have sessions, you're going to come to a higher state of consciousness. It's going to take you on your journey. And it's not, I want the outcome and I want to be free of hypersensitivity right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's what happens on the way to being free is going to bring some amazing things into your life.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what that one means. Now let's look at the coherent wood quality that you need. And you need 1 through 5, 6 through 10, yes. 6, no, 7, 8, 9. Okay, so this is a beautiful one for you. And we've got quite a few options, so I'm going to muscle check which option you need. And it's, I experience each moment of living with joy, yes, acceptance, creativity, spontaneity, commitment, love, all of them. You need every option. Say, General Musacek, I experience each moment.
I experience each moment
of living my life.
Of living my life
with joy.
With joy.
Acceptance.
Acceptance.
Creativity.
Creativity.
Spontaneity.
Spontaneity.
Commitment.
Commitment.
Love.
Love.
Surrender to the divine will.
Surrender to the divine will.
That's interesting. That's coming up again. And you are off on that. Good. Okay, so now we're ready for the modality. And I'm actually going to focus on the acupuncture points, the contacts that I introduced in last week's show, because they're so powerful. And I want to really help all of you get these wonderful points into your database, because you can do them without needles. All the other modalities are very powerful, but I'm just going to check. And the most powerful one for you right now is to do the acupuncture points. It is. Good. So let's find out which one you need. And there are thousands of acupuncture points, but these are six very powerful ones to balance your meridians without needles and to support you in meeting your challenges, meeting these things that make you hypersensitive. Mm-hmm. So the best point for you to really be able to feel relaxed, happy, open, and trusting is to go to your earth element, the spleen meridian. No. The metal element, your lung meridian. No. Water element, bladder meridian. No. Wood element, your liver meridian. No, we're not even going to go to the wood element. And your fire element, yes, which is the heart protector meridian. So the fire element is about safety, and in future radio shows, I'm going to be going into all of these elements and to show you how you can use them to keep your life balanced. But the fire element and the heart protector meridian is about safety. It is about trust. It is about opening yourself to relationship and to intimacy in relationship. So that's interesting. That's come up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this point, let's find out. You need to have this on your left hand. Yes, your right hand on the left side only. So you turn your palm so it's facing up.
Okay.
And look at your wrist, lines on your wrist. And come, just put your finger, your index finger, right in the middle of your wrist.
Okay.
It's almost kind of in a line with your middle finger. If you just took a line down from the middle finger, you would just drop into the middle of your wrist. You caught that point?
Yes.
Now, just move your hand up and down.
And that's on my left hand?
It's your left hand, that's right. So you're using your right index finger.
Okay.
And the lines on your wrist, kind of just follow right down from the middle finger into the middle of the wrist, and now just move your palm up and down, your hand up and down, and see if you can, if your index finger just drops into a little hollow.
Yes, it does.
Wonderful. That is the point.
Okay.
And this point, so just breathe slowly and deeply. Relax. And this point helps you feel safe and protected when you're feeling vulnerable. When you feel that you can't trust that the world is safe.
Okay.
Your heart protector, its job is to allow you to feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
It protects your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're really protected, you can let go of distrust.
Okay.
Yeah. You're just holding that point and breathing deeply.
Did you still want me to wave my palm up and down?
No, that was just to find the point.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it was okay if you are. That just, it is just giving a little bit more tonification.
Okay.
And you need to hold the point longer. No, you've got it.
Okay.
Good. All right. And just close your eyes and integrate what you've done. Just holding that point is changing your energy field. And now we're going to go and check some of your statements, all of your statements, and say, I'm free of my daily hypersensitivity.
I'm free of my daily hypersensitivity.
When I'm snapped at.
When I'm snapped at.
Or hear loud voices.
Or hear loud voices.
Or get angry.
Or get angry.
And I'm muscle checking that you're now on for being free of that, so you now resonate with being free of that.
Oh.
Good.
Good.
Now say, I feel relaxed.
I feel relaxed.
Happy.
Happy.
Open and trusting.
Open and trusting.
And I'm checking that you are now resonating. The muscle is on for that.
Oh.
Say, I have faith, trust, and discipline.
I have faith, trust, and discipline.
And you answer that one, and it is true, this is your negative belief, it is true that the world is not a safe place.
It is true that the world is not a safe place.
So I need to be hypersensitive. And you do not resonate with that anymore.
Wow.
Good. Now say, I am on edge most of the time.
I'm on edge most of the time.
My life is not full.
My life is not full.
And I see the world through shaded lens. And you do not resonate with that.
Wow.
This is the positive belief. Say, I am capable.
I am capable.
Of letting go of the painful past.
Of letting go of the painful past.
And living in the present. And you're on for that. Wow. So, Sarah, I will phone you back and complete that as soon as after the show.
Okay.
And I just want, thank you so much, and I want everybody, thank you everybody for listening in. Just want to remind you that you can download the transcript of this broadcast,
okay,
which gives you the complete repatterning.
Okay.
You can also download your favorite show onto your website, by the way. And for those who want to study, remember, come to our ResonanceRepatterning.net website, and I'm going to be teaching the complete diploma training program. And you're most welcome to sign up for our newsletter. Thank you for being here, and have a wonderful week being in tune with the higher truth that your goals hold for you. And remember, we have a wonderful radio show coming up next week called The Mystery of Your Power, Access It and Live It. What makes your light shine? What blocks your light? What's the feeling that takes you to your goals? What are the feelings that keep you away from your goals? There's a force that drives you to achieve your best, yet there's something that can stop you from achieving your best. What is it? Join us next Wednesday, May 21st at 8 a.m. for Living in Tune through The Mystery of Your Power. Access it and live it. Thank you so much and have a wonderful week.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network. Today I saw the sun up in